Elizabeth Warren is wrong to blame the Iran war and high jet fuel prices for the demise of Spirit Airlines. It's on the Biden administration who, in their antitrust zeal, nixed a merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines that could have saved the latter. But we're glad that the Trump administration's $500 million bailout fell through, as it's reminiscent of Obama's $500 million rescue of solar energy company Solyndra that went bankrupt anyway. We still say that the government should not be picking winners and losers in American industry. And that's something to think about.